Welcome to episode 378 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, and Laura. Many times on this podcast, we've talked about packing tips. We've given ideas on how to pack smarter, not heavier. We've talked about our essentials and what are the nice-to-have items that we'd like to bring for entertainment or comfort. We haven't necessarily talked about fashion when setting out on your journey so you can look like your best self. So tonight, we invite Mary Michelle Nidfer to the podcast to tell our listeners 7 tips to pack light and dress well. Mary Michelle Nidfer is on a mission to help women discover how beautiful they really are. As a master style coach, founder of Style Finder Boutique and the Style Finder School of Style, creator of the Style Finder ID system, and the host of the podcast Style by Mary Michelle, she knows firsthand that you can be pleased with nothing if you're not pleased with yourself, and is committed to creating resources to empower women to feel beautiful from the inside out. In 2008, she launched her style coaching practice after being asked by countless women to help them find their style. Mary Michelle realized that she had stepped into more than just a new career path. She had uncovered her purpose. Passionate about helping women discover their unique signature style, she created her proprietary Style Finder ID system to empower her clients with a clear understanding of their true style and how to dress for who they are. It has been magical to see these transformations again and again. Mary Michelle is a national speaker, freelance writer, wine enthusiast, and foodie who lives with her husband and Style Finder co-founder, Jim, in Raleigh, North Carolina. So let's get started. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. Woo. Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to chat with you ladies tonight.
This is perfect timing because I'm going on a Virgin Voyages cruise in like 2 weeks. So, yes.
Ooh, that sounds good. I'll give you some good tips.
Sequined duster. I'm telling you, it works magic.
So you also do a podcast, and so this is where I kind of got some of these ideas. So let's talk about your 7 tips to dressing better.
Yes. Well, I think, you know, all the principles that I teach my clients, I took those and put those into play for, I've done this for so many of my clients as they come in and they get ready to go on a trip, they want to pack for travel. And it just has been really fascinating how you can take all this information, just distill it down into almost a science to pack light and dress well. And I remember years and years ago when I was working with a client, she did a lot of traveling, and I showed her how to basically take a carry-on to Paris. And this is somebody who had incredible style. And she was able to take a carry-on, and she came back and she said, I felt like I looked great. I didn't have to lug a bunch of stuff all around and just felt like $1 million. So she was very excited to be able to do this. And I'm excited to share this with you all.
I don't know if I could ever just pack for Paris in just a carry-on. I can't pack for anywhere with just a carry-on.
It'd be good for you, Donna, then, because you wouldn't lose it, you know?
That is true. Yes.
Well, it's all about having the right pieces. And I will make a confession to you, ladies. I am a chronic overpacker. And so all of my tips, though, really came from working with my clients over the years and having them come to me and say, hey, I'm traveling or I'm doing this. And I had one client who came in and she was going ice fishing, and she was going to like multiple places in Europe and different climates. And so I really took all the principles that I teach about, you know, creating a wardrobe capsule and looking at color, and just really distilled it down to what is the bare essence of what somebody needs to actually look good and be functional. And the cool thing that I discovered is that you can do this so easily. And when you use these tips, it's just easy to go somewhere and have style, and it makes it far more simple to get dressed than just to throw a bunch of things in there and not really think about what you're doing.
What's your number one tip? Yeah, I'm really excited to hear these because I think it's real easy to pack light or to pack so that you look really good. It's really hard to do both those things together, right? Because you end up getting there and thinking, oh, this is the most boring outfit I ever. It's really light and it packs really small, but it's really boring. So I'm really excited. So I think Laura just asked, what's the first tip?
Yeah, the first tip is to create a color capsule. Now, I talk so much about color with my clients. I help my clients understand what their best colors are. But when you create a color capsule for travel, what I recommend that you do is you have 3 to 4 colors that you're focused on. Because again, if you're focused on all the things, all the colors, all the shapes, all the styles, you're just kind of randomly putting things together. But this is how you create a method to the madness. And by having a color capsule, what I recommend is 2 core neutrals. I know just about everybody wants to wear black when they go traveling, right?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get dirty and, you know, it's functional, especially if you're going to Europe. But I recommend that you bring something else. Maybe you do black and white. Maybe you do black and camel, or maybe you do navy and camel, whatever you choose, whatever your best colors are. And that's a topic for a different day, but whatever your best colors are, pick 2 neutrals.
And what do you define as a neutral?
A neutral, least memorable, most neutral. It's going to go with everything and it's not going to stand out. Like the red jacket Elizabeth has on, beautiful jacket, but you're going to remember that. And if she wears it tomorrow, you're going to be like, ah, she just wore that jacket. But the black top she has on underneath, she could wear that tomorrow and you will not even know. And so it's not memorable in a good way. And so we're going to use that so that you
like boring car colors. Gray,
olive green. Oh, now you think about it, right?
Gray, olive green, tan, navy blue, black.
You are spot on, but I would disagree that they're boring. I don't think you can have some fun with neutrals. But yes, tan, camel, khaki, charcoal gray, navy. And what I recommend that you start with are darker neutrals. White and ivory, that can come later, but start with the darker neutrals because those are going to be your bottom weights. Now, if you want to wear a lot of white on the bottom, great. I find that most women, depending on the time of year, they don't, because white can show everything, especially dirt, but also lumps, bumps, bulges, things that we might not want to show off.
Or you spill something on your chest.
I know. You spill your coffee or your red wine or whatever. So it doesn't mean you have to steer clear of white. It just means that I would focus on a darker neutral because I think it's going to serve you better. So start with 2 core neutrals and then bring in a bright or 2. Now, if you really want to go bare bones, I would say 2 core neutrals and 1 bright, and then maybe 1 light neutral, like a white. But let's say you do camel and black, and then you say you go with white, and then you want to pop it with a bright. Give me a bright. What's a bright you guys would
yellow.
Want with that? Pink, yellow. Pink okay. Pink. Yeah. Pink, yellow. All right. I tell you what, let's say yellow just because. So we've got camel, black, white. Actually, maybe not yellow. I don't know that yellow was going to look the best with that.
Red,
not pink, or red.
Red. Okay. All right. Let's do a pop of red. So we've got camel. We've got black as our core neutrals. We've got white. So maybe you do pants in camel and black. And then you do a white blouse. Maybe you have a white t-shirt, a white tank. Maybe you have a black tank. Maybe you have a black top. And then maybe the red is just an accent. Maybe you have a tank and a red, because a red tank, think about like a red tank with a camel pair of pants and maybe a black jacket, that would look great together. Or if you have a camel jacket. And so I could digress. I could talk about all these different little pieces, but when you start with say black, camel, white, and then you just have a pop of red, just a little bit, it's enough to really give it personality without looking boring. Maybe you say, hey, I'm going to have a red handbag or a red tote bag, or I'm going to wear red shoes that I can wear with everything. And it's going to jazz it up a little bit. Maybe you want red glasses, just a little accent. But that's really, in theory, what a color capsule is.
Okay. And why do you want to, like, for accessories, so like scarves and bracelets and all that kind of stuff as well.
So what I recommend is start with your color capsule. And then when you do that, when you build that out and have all these pieces together, I recommend lay it out on the bed so you can see everything, or on the floor, ideally on the bed, it's just easier, but you could do it on the floor where you want to take pictures. But you want to be able to see everything and see how many different pieces you can put together. And from there, you want to choose, ideally, I would say choose either one metal or choose to do jewelry that's maybe mixed metals. You know, if you have a piece like, say, a necklace, it's got silver and gold in it. But what I recommend is that you do pick one metal. I would say for this capsule, I'd probably do gold. Gold looks really great with camel. It's great with black. It's great with all these colors. So let's say we're going to do gold. And so what I would recommend is that you choose multiple necklaces. Maybe you have a short necklace. Maybe you have a long necklace. You have some smaller earrings, maybe some stud earrings. Maybe you have larger statement earrings, a great bracelet, a gold watch, and then you can mix and match. Maybe you want to wear all the jewelry one day, or maybe you just want to wear the short necklace and the bigger earrings, or maybe you just want the statement earrings by themselves. And so you can create multiple looks with just a few pieces of jewelry. This is what I would call an accessories capsule. And then what I would say is throw in a scarf or two. And for your scarf, I would pick one that has black and camel and white and a hint of red, because it's going to tie everything in. And you don't have any prints or patterns anywhere else. Maybe you throw in a jacket that has a print or pattern, but your scarf is a piece that just, it's going to take it to a whole new level. And then the scarf, I have found that your scarf can be so multi-purpose. You know, I talk about secret weapons. I'm kind of skipping ahead a little bit, but secret weapons. Because secret weapons to me are those pieces that I call them secret weapons, because they don't appear to be that phenomenal. They're kind of underrated. But then you realize, oh my gosh, I can like completely change the look of an outfit just by putting on a great scarf or a kimono or doing this or doing that. I have found that one of my favorite pieces to take with me when I travel is a pashmina. And I will wear a pashmina when usually around my neck as a scarf when I get on the plane. And then throughout the flight, if I need a little neck pillow and I don't want to take my neck pillow, I'll roll it up and I'll use that. Now, it's not exactly a neck pillow. it doesn't give you as much support, but it will offer a little support. And then I throw it around my shoulders when I get chilly, or, you know, use it as a little blanket. And so that's been really functional. But then I can also put it on over a tank or a dress as a pashmina. And so it's very versatile. And I've found myself, I don't know, years and years ago, I discovered that. And so every single time I have a whole selection of them. Every time I travel, I make sure I grab one of those, because time and again, I have come to rely on those. But secret weapons would be things like kimonos. I love kimonos. Actually, I remember traveling to Atlanta a couple of years ago. I go for the Apparel Mart several times a year. And it's usually a very quick trip. I want to look good, right? Because it's the Apparel Mart.
Sure. But
I don't want to take a lot of things. And so I remember on this particular trip, it was during the summer. So I could pack things that were not real heavy and real bulky. But I packed everything I needed for like 3 days in half a suitcase, half a carry-on. I was like, oh my gosh. But I think part of the reason was that a couple of the pieces I took were kimonos, and they were lightweight. They could be rolled up and they take almost no space in your suitcase. But I tell you what, you have on a little black sheath dress, just a little throw and go dress, throw on a kimono. That's the wow factor. And then you're like, wow, this looks amazing. You've got a little
completely changed the outfit.
Absolutely.
Now, when I think kimono, I think like Japanese culture that my grandmother brought me. So you can tell that I'm the most stylish among the bunch. So there may be some of our listeners who don't know what you're speaking to. So what can you tell us, like when you say kimono, what are you speaking to?
Well, a lot of the kimonos do look almost like a traditional Japanese kimono, not quite as heavy or ornate. But a lot of them have that same silhouette. Maybe they're longer, but we have seen kimonos in pretty much every length. Some are really short and cropped at the waist. Some are longer. Some have long sleeves. Some have short sleeves. But really what I think of what has become referred to as a kimono is a lightweight wrap. I'm reluctant to call it a jacket. It's almost a cardigan, but it's usually, it's in a woven fabric. Typically they're very, not always very colorful, but they usually have a great print. They've got some color, but that's a great way to bring in a print or a pattern and some interest.
So are these where you would find, like, I'm picturing like a department store in the kind of accessories section, and it's kind of like the one size fits all kind of wrap.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Usually, a lot of times you'll find them with the scarves. Yes. In fact, a lot of the ones we've carried so many at Stylefinder, we typically have them in the summertime, and it's so fascinating. We sell out of these things like crazy. But typically they are made by similar companies who make scarves, or they're going to be with the scarf section in a department store. So, but they're like a scarf weight fabric. So think of a lightweight woven fabric, but it's just a longer piece.
With sleeves. With sleeves. Like holes for your arms at least. Yeah.
Yes. With some type of a sleeve. So scarves can be secret weapons, because scarves, you have a basic top. If I were to put a scarf on with what I have on right now, it's going to completely change the look. And so anything reversible, I know that, you know, we've had all sorts of things that are reversible in the boutique. And if you have a top that's reversible, you know, especially if you spill something on it, which, you know, you're traveling, you're enjoying yourself, chances are it's going to happen. But if you have something that's reversible, it's got, maybe it's got black on one side and it's got a bold color or camel on the other side. It's like two tops in one. So you get more bang for your buck.
That's what I used to say. Scarves are my secret weapon. Because if I was wearing a scarf and I dropped something on myself, I could take the scarf off. If I wasn't wearing a scarf and I dropped something on myself, I put the scarf on. So it's
there you go. That's a whole new perspective. I love it.
Yes. So you also, let's talk about shoes. Yeah. That always takes up so much space in the suitcase. Yes. And you've got to have, if you're going from day wear and meetings and everything where you really want like comfortable shoes to walk around with, but then you're going to an evening event and you need some kind of heels.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, shoes can be really complicated. In fact, I have a whole podcast about, you know, what kind of shoes do I wear and why women need so many shoes in their closet. And I think it's because, you know, really, because we have so many different types of dress. And by dress, I don't mean dresses, but the way we dress. You know, maybe we have wide leg pants or skinny pants or a dress or a skirt. So many different types. But what I do recommend is when it comes to shoes, pick your shoes first. Because, and I recommend that women do this in their closets as well, because it will just cut down on your time spent getting dressed. Because if you put your whole entire outfit on and then you wonder, what shoes am I going to wear with this? You could be there all morning. But if you pick your shoes first, for a couple of reasons. First of all, you want to take the weather into consideration, right? If you're out, and what are you going to be doing? If you're going to be out walking a lot, you want to make sure that you have good, comfortable shoes. And the clothes you're going to wear with those might be very, very different than the clothes you'd wear with a heel or a wedge. And so when you know what the weather is, what you're going to be doing, then you can pick the right shoe for that activity. And then you build your wardrobe around that. And the way I think about it is I am very reluctant to ever take only one pair of shoes, because if you get a blister or something happens to your shoes, and I tell you what, I have been walking on the streets of New York, and I remember I had a cute little platform shoe that I loved, and they decided to come apart in the middle of
my
That just happened to me in Paris. My shoes.
Oh no.
Well, and I like your tip about picking your shoes first, because I picked the outfit and then I could not find shoes. So I threw these really old shoes in my bag that I hadn't worn in a while. And they just, the glue just, I could barely walk back to the hotel. It was awful.
Or you can do what I did and rent the dress for a gala, for an event, and get there and realize you never thought about your shoes. And I didn't have any shoes to go with the dress. And I was in New York City, but I'm a big girl and it's hard to find shoes in my size. And I thought it would be super easy. Yeah. I was like, I'm in New York City. They'll probably be everywhere. They are not. So yeah, that was a stressful
thing. Not in Paris either.
Yeah. So shoes to me, I'm like, shoes are the one thing you need. I mean, you need to count on your clothes, but you really need to count on your shoes if you're traveling, because you're going to be putting a lot of miles on your feet. You have to have the right shoes. You want to think about that. You want to make sure if you get new shoes, you have time to break them in. Mm-hmm. You do not want to pack a pair of brand new shoes.
No, you do not.
That would be a nightmare. It's a great way to ruin your vacation.
Yeah, nor do you want to assume that your most comfortable shoes are always your most comfortable shoes. You know,
yes.
People who wear flip-flops to theme parks and think, oh, I love my flip-flops. I wear them all the time. Yeah, you know, walk 13 miles in them though. So
just, right.
Yeah. Or throw extra shoes in your suitcase that you're not going to wear, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. That's
nice. Sometimes, yeah, I think for women, it can be so easy to say, oh, I'm going to wear this with these shoes with this outfit and these with it. No. Mm-hmm. Pick maybe two, maybe three. You know, I do recommend that you pack a good pair of sneakers, whether they're like fashion sneakers or actually functional sneakers, something you can walk in. We're seeing, you know, sneakers worn as a fashion accessory so often. And there's so many great styles of sneakers. Some are more comfortable than others.
Yes, so, that is definitely true.
Yes. But I will say, you know, I have so many clients who have foot issues and foot challenges. And I think in this day and age, finding a great pair of walking shoes or shoes that are really, really comfortable can be so easy. And you don't have to, you're not relegated to the big old ugly shoes. Mm. You can actually wear something that's cute. So, but it just takes a little forethought and a little planning. And I recommend that you take 2 to 3 pairs of shoes so that you can swap them out. Because if you're wearing the same pair every single day, you're probably going to get blisters, or it's just better to swap them out, I have found. And then if something happens, then you've got a backup.
And that's back to that color capsule too, because I've made that mistake of, okay, I have some navy pants and I have some black pants. So I have to take my navy flats and my black flats. But then you find that the navy flats are really uncomfortable, but all you have left to wear are the navy pants, and you can't wear the black shoes with it. So, yeah.
Yes, you can, though. You can. Let's talk about that. I recommend, not that you can't wear navy shoes with navy pants, but I recommend that you really be careful with that, because it, first of all, it can be really difficult to match up your navies. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, depending on what it is, it can actually start to look a little matronly. Not that it always does, but it's just something to be aware of. I think it's an older, it's, what am I trying to say? It's an older fashion rule.
Like, I think. White shoes after Labor Day? Is that still a rule?
Yes. Yeah, that's a rule. I mean, you know, all these old antiquated fashion rules, yeah, it's like they're meant to be broken. We all wear white sneakers, you know, way after Labor Day, right? So... But I think it's just, you know, what I have found is that you can mix black and navy. Doesn't mean every single pair of black shoes is going to go with navy pants, but there's a pretty good chance you can wear your black shoes with your navy pants and they're going to look just fine. And then you don't have to match everything. So that you can take
it. It feels like you just gave us permission to.
Yes. And you also explained why I look old. I actually come see you, because every now and then I put on an outfit, I'm like, I look really old. And now that I think about it, sometimes it's when I'm doing some of those old rules, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, we all need to really revisit. There are a lot of fashion rules out there, but I think that when you can break the rules and really put a modern spin on something, that's where you take, you just give it a whole new life. And so if you're wearing something the same old ways over and over and over, and it doesn't feel right, trust that. Trust how it feels to you. Don't get caught up in, well, I should wear this and I'm supposed to wear this. Wear what you love. That's where the magic happens.
Wearing your color capsule and those good pops of color, they're not going to be looking at your shoes anyhow.
Exactly. They're going to be
Unless the shoes are the pop of color.
That's right. So we talked about the color capsule. Now let's talk about a wardrobe capsule. So what all needs to be, I mean, we've got all the our mix and mash pieces and our neutrals and everything, but what should we add to it to kind of add a little extra?
Well, a wardrobe capsule typically is between 7 and 12 pieces of clothing. You alter it the way you need to for what you have going on. Maybe if you're going for a shorter trip, you can get away with fewer. Maybe if you're going for a longer trip, you need a few more. But I use this as a starting point. And it's going to be different. There is no one-size-fits-all formula for everybody. But just a suggestion, what I would recommend is start with your pants. You've got, I would say, 2 to 3 pairs of pants in core neutral colors. You know, your black, your camel, your navy. Maybe you do a pair of jeans. I personally would definitely take a pair of jeans, probably multiple pairs of jeans.
Me too.
Yes, because they're neutral. They're versatile. I can wear the jeans with pretty much any top, any jacket, any shoes. You can mix it up. So think about that. 2 to 3 bottoms. I would say 2 to 3 tops and a solid neutral. Maybe one of them is a print. Maybe let's say if you're doing a black and camel capsule, you have a leopard print. I would absolutely do a leopard print because it gives it a little excitement. And then let's say you do a leopard print blouse. Well, you can wear it as a blouse or you can layer it over a tank and do it as a little overshirt. Or then you can put a jacket over it. So you can get a couple of different ways you can wear it. I would recommend probably one dress. I like to do it in the summertime, just a little simple tank dress that you can layer kimonos over. So versatile and so easy. And it can double as a swimsuit cover up, the dress can or the kimono can. And I would recommend, well, we'll talk about fabrics in a few minutes. I would say at least one cardigan in a solid neutral color. I would, with what colors we're talking about, I'd probably do black. Maybe I'd do camel. I'd do a jacket. Again, probably black. And I would make it, depending on the weather, if it's going to be a spring capsule, I'd do it, make it more of a like an anorak type jacket, depending on what I'm doing. Maybe it's a blazer. Maybe it's a little bit warmer of a jacket. But it's something that's functional for what I'm doing. It can be layered. It can be mixed and matched. It's versatile. I would definitely make sure I have a really good tote bag. And I would take a nice size tote that has an insert in it that I can pull out and carry as a clutch that has my basic wallet. It's basically like a big wallet or a small, really small purse that has the essentials in there. And then I can throw in, if I'm going to the market, I can throw things in there. If I've got souvenirs or, you know, all, the rest of the family says, hey, mom, can you carry this? Okay.
Oh, we get that a lot.
Yes. Hey, mom, let me just throw it in the bag. And so it's just a good tote bag, but you can also take it as your carry-on on the plane. So those are the basic pieces. And within those, you can mix and match and get so many different combinations. And then if you have your jewelry capsule, you know, you just want to decide, well, what jewelry do I want to wear? And, you know, you base it on your neckline or what you're going to be doing. If you're going out, you know, sightseeing for the day, maybe you just want your simple stud earrings and your watch. You don't want to take a bunch of things. Or if you're going out for dinner, maybe with your sheath dress, you've got your kimono, and then you do a couple of layered necklaces and some great earrings. And then, you know, theoretically, you probably wouldn't wear the same shoes during the day if you're out sightseeing as you would if you're going to dinner. But maybe you're walking to dinner. I remember my husband and I went to Quebec a couple of years ago. We did a lot of walking. And fortunately, the shoes I took, I have these great, they're kind of like a mix between a peep toe booty and a sandal. And they had just a little wedge, but I could still, they were from Mizmoos. I could walk like crazy in those things. And they looked super cute with my sexy dress. I had my little Ruana in case it got chilly. And so, you know, we walked, I don't know, probably 2 miles to dinner.
Wow. Up this,
actually down this massively steep hill. And I was fine. I'm like, okay, great. I got this. Good thing I didn't wear heels. Because I would have been in trouble.
I just want to, like, you talk about your clients and stuff. Do you go shopping with people or you bring them into your, okay.
Well, it's Style Finder Boutique. I work with clients one-on-one to do what, you know, I call the building the foundation, where we do your color analysis. We look at your face shape, your body type, your personal scale, and then your personal style, which for that I use our Style Finder ID system. My style, I'm classic, romantic, and dramatic. And it just really helps you narrow down, like, what's right for me? What's my style? What colors do I wear? What cuts do I wear for my body type? And it really helps you understand how to put it all together. And then, of course, we do shopping in the boutique, or I do shop for clients virtually, and I shop for clients in other stores because we can't be all things to all people.
I want to throw a little question at you, and if you can't answer it, because this isn't on our list, but if you can't answer it, we can always cut it out. But would some of these same rules apply to our male listeners? Like, you know, we've talked about heels and all of that, but is this really the same stuff they can apply to their packing as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yes, it's all interchangeable. I mean, what I teach is the basic fundamental principles. They're all scientific principles that are good for women, children, men, whatever. Like when you have a color capsule and everything goes together, it makes it easy to get dressed. So absolutely. Men, women.
You know, Chris doesn't have some good gold jewelry that he'd want to wear.
You know, I'm not thinking about my husband. I'm thinking about my kids, because my children are little fashion mavens. And so it made me think, you know, and the jewelry thing, honestly, I'm having so many aha moments because I stopped traveling with jewelry at all because it was so annoying to sit there with all the outfits and figure out what's going to look good. But now I'm like, oh, okay. If I say gold and then I say long, short, you know, two bracelets, because I don't have earrings. So two bracelets and a watch.
Yeah.
Done. Rings.
It's all about being strategic. And actually, if any of your listeners would like, we'll offer them a little freebie. I have a great workbook. It's called, or not even a workbook, ebook called How to Build a Fabulous Wardrobe. And really the fundamentals are, this is what I teach. It's being strategic in your shopping by knowing what you need for both yourself, your coloring, your body type, your lifestyle, the weather. It's about taking all these elements into consideration. And when you do that, you know, oh my gosh, I don't need 57 parkas in my closet. I need lightweight Interacts, or I need jeans that fit and some great shoes and a bunch of fabulous tops. So it just really helps you zero in on what's right for me. What's my style recipe?
Excellent. So, but you did mention talking about fabric, and we haven't had a chance to do that. We're running out of time. Yes. So can you talk about that a little bit? Because it is important when you're packing.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And I think, you know, if you pack all this whole travel capsule and you pull everything out of your suitcase, and then you've got to get the iron out and it's wrinkled. And then at the end of the day, you have to iron it again if you want to wear it. No, do not do that. So you want to think about fabrics that they're wrinkle-free. Things that are, you could wash out in the sink if you need to. We have a great line that we carry. It's called Claris and Wu. And one of the fabrics that they make that I absolutely love, it's called an ITY knit. Do not ask me what that stands for. But just know it is a very drapable knit. It is made, I believe it's a poly nylon blend. So it's functional, it's versatile. And it hangs beautifully on the body, but it just, oh my gosh, you can ball this up. I had one client who did a biking tour through Paris or through France. And she was telling me she had this tiny little duffel bag and she had all her Claris and Wu pieces rolled up in there, and she pulled them out and they weren't wrinkled and she looked fabulous. So she could be riding
a couple of them and I love them and I wear them because they're great. Cause they're like little, blazers. That I can wear over just a top, and I can throw it on and it's got really nice layers and everything. So it looks really good on me. And just throw it in the suitcase, wad it up and put it on.
Well, actually, Donna, that the pieces that you have, those cardigans, my name for those, we call those the essential travel cardigan.
I love them.
There you go.
Because I called them that because so many clients kept coming in and they would tell me, oh, I throw that into my tote bag on the plane. And then when I get off, I put it on. And it's not wrinkled. I feel polished and put together when I get to my destination. And so I just thought that is like the perfect travel piece.
And it's great because it's got sleeves. So that way, you know, if it's a little chilly in the room, it's great.
Yes.
And those pieces you carry on are the ones, that's where you really have to think. That's where you're going to shove it into your backpack, you know, because you get cold. So you pull it out and then you just have to shove it back in there. So you always want something that's not going to wrinkle. Because if you take that, you know, it may be warm, but if you can't, you know, crunch it up and shove it into something and then pull it out and have it looking great,
you're very upset with yourself. Yeah, you definitely, when you're traveling, you want a couple of things. You want pieces that A, you don't have to iron. I mean, I do not like to pull out the iron when I'm in the hotel or the Airbnb. I just do not. But you want to think about things that, so they're wrinkle-free, but also I've had clients tell me, I've worn something, I had to wash it out in the sink. Or I had one client, I think it was a Claris and Wu piece. She told me that she wore it During the day, she slept in it because she took like bare bones pieces. She slept in it. It was a black Clarice and Wood dress. She slept in it. She got up the next day. She washed it out in the sink. And then she ended up wearing it to dinner. But she had so many different uses for that thing that it just really was amazing to me. But I thought, well, why not? You've got versatile fabric. You can wear it as a swimsuit cover up. You can wear it as a dress. You can wear it with leggings. You can layer over it. You can get so many different looks with just that one piece. And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So as we wrap up, can you just go over, because we mentioned that you had 7 tips and we sort of then did the wander thing and talked about everything. So can you just sort of say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to sum up?
Yes. All right. So number 1, create your color capsule. Number 2, pick your shoes first. Number 3, pieces in your, build your wardrobe capsule. Number 4, your secret weapons, kimonos, scarves, anything reversible. Number 5, we didn't talk about this. Let me throw this out there real quick. You want to create your final edit. And what I mean by that, I mentioned earlier, as you're building your wardrobe capsule, lay everything out on the bed. This is where you want to bring out your jewelry, your scarves, all the pieces, your shoes, and then you want to build your outfits. And I recommend that you take pictures and either keep them in your phone, but ideally what I would say is download them to your computer, put them in Canva or whatever, and create a little lookbook for yourself. So when you get to your destination, if your, say your battery in your phone is dead, whatever, you have a quick reference guide and you don't have to think, well, what am I going to wear? And what was going to go with this? You have it all right there at your fingertips. Number 6, we didn't get to this one either, but create a style file. Actually, what I just shared with you was number 5 and number 6. Create your final edit, which is your final capsule. And then number 6, create your style file, which is taking pictures and giving yourself that quick reference guide. And then number 7, wrinkle-free fabrics.
Saying it again, yeah.
Pick fabrics that are wrinkle-free, that can be washed, that are no iron, and that no muss, no fuss.
Perfect.
Very awesome. I love it. So, well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So thank you very much, Michelle, for coming tonight. Yay!
Thank you so much. It was great to chat with you, ladies.
So on behalf of Laura, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.